The fallout from the Flint water crisis is far from over. The state's top water official has been reassigned, and the Department of Environmental Quality director admits they bungled the testing of Flint's water and failed at setting up appropriate corrosion control measures, which would have prevented lead from leaching from pipes into Flint's water. But there is a deeper anger running in Flint, aimed at Governor Snyder and the string of emergency managers he'd appointed to run the struggling city. The decisions to leave the Detroit Water and Sewerage Department, to join a new water authority, and in the meantime, to draw water from the Flint River, all made by EMs who are answerable to the governor. So, do citizens have any recourse when an emergency manager makes a bad call? Who's responsible? Can an EM be held accountable? Robert A. Sedler is professor emeritus at Wayne State University Law School, where he teaches courses in constitutional law and conflict of laws. Welcome.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
Critics have argued right from the get-go that emergency management in and of itself is unconstitutional. So how many lawsuits have been filed and how many have been successful in challenging that?
I don't know how many have been filed, but none are successful. The basic principle is often hard for people to understand because they are accustomed to local government. But under the state constitution, this is true of every state, the state is supreme. That is, it's the sovereign state of Michigan. Local governments, whether it's counties, cities, school boards, are creatures of the state. The state can set them up. The state can abolish them. Now, the state has given cities a lot of power with the Home Rule Cities Act, but it's like what the state gives, the state can take away. And so the emergency financial manager law is legislation designed to deal with problems that cities have, and one way of dealing with those problems, if other events fail, is for the state to impose an emergency financial manager. So the constitutional power is very clear.
But that emergency financial manager law was dumped, and now we have emergency managers. Does that all
right.
Still hold?
Same thing. It is state control. I'm forced to say this many times because it comes up in many contexts. But local governments are creatures of the state. The state can abolish them. The state can regulate them. And the state regulates them by the emergency manager law. And as you say, the emergency manager law is different than the emergency financial manager law because it goes beyond simple finance. So, yes, the state can appoint the emergency manager who can act in accordance with the emergency manager law. So if there's any way of challenging the actions, it's not on constitutional grounds, but that the actions are not authorized by the emergency manager law. That's a very difficult challenge to make because the law is very broad.
I know in every emergency manager's contract, there is a section, and I'll quote here, that states the emergency manager is, quote, immune from liability for any action taken which the emergency manager reasonably believes to be within the scope of the emergency manager's authority, end quote. So that's what makes it so tough, isn't it?
That makes it immune from damages. This would not be immune from injunctive relief if the emergency manager did something that he or she wasn't authorized to do under the emergency manager law. But the law is so broad and gives so many powers that it's very difficult to find a violation.
So for ordinary citizens to try to get their mind around all the legalities of this, does this mean we can't sue an emergency manager?
You could only sue an emergency manager if he or she did something that was not authorized under the emergency manager law or the law appointing the emergency manager for that city. The power is there. It's a state issue, is what I'm getting at.
So what recourse do citizens have if that person, that emergency manager, is doing a bad job or if people come to harm because of decisions they make?
Ask the governor to remove them.
I would also
note, by the way, Governor Snyder is trying to bring in money to help fix the Flint water problem. This is the other side of it, that because the state creates state and local governments, the state can have responsibility for their well-being and thus appropriate money to deal with these emergencies.
But the persons involved, really, citizens who are angry, really can't do anything about it.
They can only ask the governor.
That looks like a final and very cut and dried answer.
I'm afraid it is. It's an answer that I give many times because the power of the state over local governments arises in many contexts.
Robert Sadler is a distinguished professor of law at the Wayne State University Law School. Great to talk with you, Professor Sadler.
Thank you. It's always good. Thank you.